Highlights of the week.
Welcome to the latest edition of Highlights of the Week here on Radio SI. Thank you for tuning in. In Slovenia, it was a strike week this week. On Monday, police officers and other Interior Ministry employees went on strike. They demanded that police work be valued according to their tasks, powers, responsibilities, and the danger they are exposed to daily. On Tuesday, healthcare and social care workers held a token strike demanding higher pay and an end to austerity measures. On Wednesday, some 40,000 teachers went on strike demanding higher pay, with most of Slovenia's primary and secondary schools and kindergartens being closed. A teacher participating in the strike sharing a general dissatisfaction with the state's treatment, reiterating the importance of education for any society's progress.
Izobraževanje je seme napredka vsake družbe in država se v tem našem primeru zelo dala na stran.
This was the largest walkout of education workers ever. In response to public sector strikes, the government decided on Thursday to offer up to a 1% rise of the public sector wage bill to trade unions, but they already said that the proposal was nowhere near meeting their demands.
Highlights of the week.
Moving to the Netherlands, where the parliament has passed a controversial law making everyone a potential organ donor unless they specifically opt out. Under the new law, every Dutch citizen aged 18 and over who has not yet registered as an organ donor will receive two letters asking them to indicate whether or not they want to become donors. If they don't respond after the second mail, they will automatically be added to the list, but will be free to amend their status at any time. Similar donation laws already exist in Spain, Belgium, and France.
Highlights of the week.
Midweek, South Africa's embattled president Jacob Zuma has resigned after intense pressure from his own party. Some reactions from the people.
He was putting this country not in a good state, so it is a good thing that he resigned.
He was the wrong man for the job. He was self-serving. He had to put himself first and his family big time.
I think it's a fantastic day. I think there is victory in the air. And I think it's a victory for South Africa. The man's time was long overdue, and I'm ecstatic for him leaving. Yeah.
In a televised statement, Zuma said he was quitting with immediate effect, but said he disagreed with his ANC party's decision. The party had told him to step down or face a vote of no confidence in parliament. Zuma, who has been in power since 2009, faces numerous allegations of corruption.
Highlights of the week.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has said he will prohibit sex between ministers and their staff after it was revealed his deputy had an affair with a former staffer. Turnbull condemned Barnaby Joyce for a shocking error of judgment.
Ministers, regardless of whether they are married or single, must not engage in sexual relations with their staff. Doing so will constitute a breach of the standards. And while this new standard is very specific, ministers should be acutely aware of the context in which I am making this change and the need for them always to behave in their personal relations with others, and especially their staff, the staff of other ministers or members of the Australian Public Service, with integrity and respect.
Joyce will take a leave of absence from Monday amid scrutiny over whether he breached ministerial standards.
Highlights of the week.
On Thursday, Slovenia won its first Winter Olympics medal this year, thanks to biathlete Jakob Fak. He won silver in the men's 20-kilometer race, a career highlight for the 30-year-old. Fak saying the result was a vindication for him and his entire team.
To je neka nagrada za vse tisto vloženo delo in mene in Uroša in celotne ekipe.
Fak gave an impeccable shooting performance and hit all 20 targets to finish just 5.5 seconds behind Johannes Tingelsjö Bowie of Norway. Austria's Dominik Landertinger won bronze. Fox's success comes in the aftermath of a botched online selection of the Slovenian flag bearer at the Olympics, which the Croatian-born biathlete abandoned after largely anonymous commentators inundated the website with nationalist hate.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
Sadly, this week will also be remembered by a new deadly shooting in the United States. At least 17 people are dead after a 19-year-old man opened fire at a high school campus in Parkland, Florida. He entered the school campus armed with a semi-automatic rifle and began shooting students that he saw in the hallways and on the school grounds. He then discarded his weapon in an attempt to blend in and escape. He fled the scene undetected before entering a Walmart and then a McDonald's and was eventually spotted by police and arrested 1 hour after the attack. The suspect has been named as Nicholas Cruz, a former student at the school who had been expelled for disciplinary reasons and flagged as a threat. Ahead of the shooting, he showed off with guns and knives on social media, bragged about shooting rats with his BB gun and wanting to become a professional school shooter. The FBI has admitted to receiving a tip-off about him last year, adding that they had conducted checks but were unable to identify the person behind it. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel.
Another horrific day, a detestable day. I'm absolutely sick to my stomach to see children who go to school armed with backpacks and pencils lose their lives. This nation, we need to see something and say something. If we see different behavior, aberrant behavior, we need to report it to local authorities.
3 staff members and 14 students died in the attack. Cruz already appeared in court confessing to the shooting. He was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. On Thursday, thousands of people attended a candlelit vigil to honor the victims. Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors head coach.
It doesn't seem to matter to our government that children are being shot to death day after day in schools. It doesn't matter that people are being shot at a concert, at a movie theater. It's not enough, apparently, to move our leadership, our government, the people who are running this country, to actually do anything. That's demoralizing.
There were chants of no more guns as speakers demanded tougher gun laws. Many called on President Trump to respond with policy. In his address to the nation, President Trump focused on mental health over guns.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Democrats proposed increased regulation of firearms, but many Republicans refused to be drawn into the debate. It is the deadliest school shooting since 26 people were killed at Connecticut school Sandy Hook in 2012. The attack on Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is the 17th school shooting in the United States within the first 45 days of 2018. That's it. You can join us again next weekend, same place, same time. This is Lidia Petkovic signing off and wishing you a nice rest of the weekend.
Highlights of the week.